I'm going to read two poems, then we'll have snacks. Okay, and I want you to stay around for these snacks. Okay, because there are some yummy things there. And these are two poems that I've been working on a project, a manuscript called The Border Flowers. And it deals with immigration and refugees and the folks who came here first in their family to come to America. And it has some my personal history plus a bunch of other people's history in it. And a lot of you know about the internment camps during World War II, and 110,000 Japanese Americans, two-thirds of whom were citizens, were incarcerated in camps, mostly in the West. I mean, all in the West. The largest of those camps was Manzanar. It's really the most well-known, because a woman by the name of Jean Wakatsky Houston spent part of her childhood there. And she wrote a book called Farewell to Manzanar, a great book. And I happen to have started, when I was first starting to teach in 1972, I taught that book. And so I've always kept her in mind. And this past year, we drove up to Manzanar, which is 3.5 hours north of Los Angeles. It's located between Death Valley and the Sierra Nevadas, close to one little town, Lone Pine, but also a little town called, ironically, Independence. And so this is a poem for Jean Wakatsky Houston, Manzanar. The word Spanish for apple orchard, but by 1942, no orchards in the Owens Valley. Water rights sold to Los Angeles in the 20s. The land left parched and dry. Jean remembers snow-capped Sierra Nevadas, high winds, tumbleweeds, lousy food. Cousin Blanche, most accomplished and brainy of my Italian relatives, UC Berkeley, grad. At weddings and funerals, I'd study her glossy hair pulled taut in a bun, her face a powder white mask. Her husband sported a bow tie and smarmy smile. Their first teaching jobs had been at Manzanar. Japanese subs off the coast, blackouts, sirens, panic when the air patrol mistook weather balloons for attack. For the war effort, families bought bonds, collected paper, even rubber bands. Did it feel patriotic and brave teaching at Manzanar? Quakers, retirees, young college grads, some kindly and nurturing, others stern and rule-bound. I wonder about my cousin. What kind of teacher was she? If you had Japanese blood and lived out west, even being a citizen didn't matter. 24 hours to sell everything at release, every man, woman, and child, given $25 and a train ticket to wherever they could find to go. By then, Jean Wakatsky's father had grown so bitter, he rarely spoke to a Caucasian again. 36 barracks made of tar paper without ceilings or toilets or wallboard, furnace in summer, icebox in winter, steel army cots, straw mattresses, communal latrines and showers. Families made furniture from orange crates, created gardens and self-help societies amid guardhouses, armed MPs, desert and barbed wire. Jean Wakatsky Houston was married 15 years before she told her husband about Manzanar. What is the best time to teach history? When kids are 10 or 15, when they go to college? I wonder about my cousin Blanche, long dead. Did she ever tell her students? Did she ever tell anyone about Manzanar? And then the second poem is based on the story of Toyo Miyataki, who became, through a circuitous route, the official photographer at Manzanar. He smuggled a lens into Manzanar. You can study his black and whites of the 32 Olympics, lean runners on the track, fans streaming into the LA Coliseum beneath the flags. Toyo Miyataki, foremost photographer of Little Tokyo, his own studio, Edward Weston, mentor and friend. In Manzanar, with scrapwood frame, forbidden lens, and drain pipe, he built a camera. The camera was confiscated, then returned again and again. After a time, the camp director relented, allowed Miyataki to frame his photographs so long as a Caucasian tripped the shutter, and at the day's end, took the lens away. After a time, the camp director again relented. "You know, I'm basically blind out of my left side." After the camp, Ansel Adams took Miyataki's portrait, angular face, wire-rimmed glasses, black beret. It was 1943. This fall on exhibit at the Whitney, Miyataki's own photographs of Manzanar. Classroom scene, oh beautiful for spacious skies, on a banner above the children, untitled 1944, blurred garden tower as backdrop, holding cutters to the barbed wire, the hand of Miyataki's son. Thank you. Thank you for coming out tonight. And hope you buy some books. Sheila has some. And Bill has some. Well, two. Okay. And you could order copies of Bill's book from White... Pardon?
That would be the best thing. Order.
Order it. And you order it here. And there. Please join us for refreshments. And thank you so much.
Thank you.